You're now tuned into the Hustlers Lounge podcast, hosted by King Mar.
That certified high grade, talking platinum plus. She classified, one of a kind, so come and fuck with us. Always stay in grind mode, calling my hustle swag. And I be blowing super strong, that off the muscle band.
Let everybody know where you from, man, and how things got started for you when you jumped in the game and shit.
Man, I'm from Statesboro, Georgia, a little town, about like an hour from Savannah. I started rapping. I've been doing it for a long time. Started off like just freestyling, like in the car and stuff, and, you know, chilling around the hood with my homeboys and stuff. Then it got to a point, everybody was telling me I need to stop doing it for fun and actually try to, you know, pursue a career in it. So I say, about a good year, I've been actually, you know, really like, you know, putting money behind myself and, you know, buying my beats. You know, I got contracts and everything for everything, you know, meeting up with people, linking with people, you know, to get, you know, a little rundown on like how the industry go and stuff like that. So I'd say about a good year now I've been really like at it, like far as like being serious about it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You say like I said, Statesboro, like how it was in Statesboro when you started, like how was the rap scene?
Well, actually, when I was in Statesboro, I wasn't really pursuing it yet. I was still at that stage, as I was just talking about the whole freestyler thing around the hood and stuff. You know, I say like 3 years ago, I moved from Statesboro to South Carolina, you know, preferably Charleston or whatever. So since I've been here, and I would let people like hear like little songs I had undone before I got here that I did in the studio or whatever, but I wasn't really trying to put out there. And when the people here was like, dang, man, you fine, you know, by being a new group of people who don't even know me. You know, really, they got a whole different sound down here. They got that geeky sound. So by them, like, liking my stuff and whatever, that made me be like, man, maybe I, you know, do need to, you know, pursue this. Because these people don't even know me. And they're saying, man, you need to put something out. Like, you know, whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, I see, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm getting a real good response down here, like, that's going to help my career, you know, because not being from here, and like half of my fan base is from here, and I'm not even from here. And like, these people riding with me, like they've been knowing me all their life and stuff, you know. So that's like really pushing me, like to, you know, give the people what they want or whatever, because like people really like ready for me to put something out, you know, ready to, you know, show them, you know, show me they support me as well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You really know that genuine love, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't know you, but they fuck with the movement. Yeah, I feel you on that. So that will be the, you know, fuel for you to, you know, start really taking it serious and really, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, because you know how it is, like, you know, back in States, but, you know, like, you know, when it comes to them little towns, you know, small towns, whatever, like, you know, everybody trying to, you know, not going to say everybody, but there's a lot of people trying to, you know, do the music or whatever. So ain't nobody really, like, too much interested in what you're doing and, you know, whatever. Because everybody, you know, it's so small, so everybody trying to do their own thing. They're trying to be the one to be like, hey, you know, I made it out. You know, I made it, you know, out of state, but, you know, versus everybody trying to, you know, work together, you know, supporting each other, motivating each other or whatever. So, you know, it took me coming to a bigger place, you know, to see, like, hey, people, like, you know, actually people out here who not gonna support you and like, you know, give you that the motivational words and that little push you need or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to say nothing about my town or whatever, because,
yeah,
you know,
I
got a big fan base in my town too. Like, they throw my stuff in circulation, everything I put up, like, a couple of days I'd be at 1,000 views type shit, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You really trying to get, like, what's your move like as far as, like, I be messing with I see you do your thing on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you call drill to that, like, the internet thing, like, just throwing some shit on the internet and, you know what I'm saying, really throwing you know what I'm saying? Just playing
man,
your talents over the internet, shit like that.
All that just came with, like, just seeing other people do it, you know, and just seeing so many people doing it, I'm like, man, you know, like, you see stuff, people putting stuff up, and it be lame or, you know, something you really don't like. And you be like, man, they putting stuff out, like, you know, and this shit garbage or whatever. But, you know, it, you know, it's being viewed or whatever. So I'm like, dang, what if I, you know, put something on Facebook or, you know, Instagram or something? Like, and I know my stuff's good, so I wonder, you know, how people respond, what type of views I get, you know. That's when I started, like, throwing little stuff out there. Like, that's kind of like how it started for me. Like, I get a beat, and I just, you know, write a song to the beat, and I get, you know, my girl to, like, record me on the phone, like, rapping the song I wrote to, and I just put the video on Facebook and see what type of response I get. And after, like, the first two times I did that, I said, man, I might be on the song, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. So, man, shoot, man, tell, like, what you got going on right now, like, projects and stuff.
Okay, right now, I just started recording for my first project, which is going to be called Grind Mode. I ain't really got a release date on it yet. I'm thinking somewhere around the summer or whatever, but I ain't got, a specific date for it right now. So the stage I'm at now, I'm just recording. Now I'm at the recording stage. Cause like I said, I done got everything wrote, you know, everything ready to go. All I gotta do is get everything on, get everything recorded, you know, start, you know, actually grinding, like, far as, like, you know, getting out there, handing my CDs out, or however, you know, I'm gonna decide to do it, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah, everything wrote, everything. Last night.
Yeah, man, I've been in there.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I got everything wrote. I just gotta record now.
Yeah, man,
I'm on real good time. So how I want to do everything is coming together just how I planned, you know. So that's, like, really, really, like, motivating me, too. Like, you know, it's coming together how I thought it would, you know.
At first.
I said, instead of, like, just putting out, like, a song here, a song there, and stuff like that, I said I wanted to have my whole project wrote and everything before I even start recording. Like, I wouldn't even, like, have some guys, they'll drop a song, go record it a couple months later, drop a song, go record it. Like, I wrote my whole project first, and I'm just getting in the studio, like, starting to, record the whole album, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Everything I wrote, it won't be no breaks in it, you know?
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah.
It seems like you got everything planned out, man. That's a lot of niggas where niggas fall off at. They don't plan shit out. They don't have shit, you know what I'm saying? They just be doing
out the
just run around like, you know, chicken with a head cut off.
Yeah, man, you got to have a plan, man, especially if you actually trying to do it. Because, like, a lot of the producers I met with, like, one of the bigger producers I met with down here in Charleston, his name Colin, and he got his studio called BCM, and he actually was Young Scooter's producer, and used to record all his stuff before Future signed him or whatever, because, you know, Scooter from this area, the Walterboro area of South Carolina. And this guy, like, used to record all his music and stuff. And he told me when I met with him, he was like, man, he was like, guys don't have plans these days because they got so much going on. They want to be an artist, but at the same time, they still want to be in the streets. They still want to be doing this and that. He was like, man, you got a real good plan together. And he told me, like, man, if you stick to that plan, he said you're going to make it. You know, and just by him being somebody, you know, of stature like how he is, that really, like, motivated me more, too. Like, damn, let me stick to this plan. You know, whatever, and see, you know, what the results, you know, be at the end, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's why I've been sticking with it, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, everything going, you know, as planned, you know. So
that's what's up.
Just ready. Sometimes I get, like, too impatient, and my manager, which is my girl or whatever, she has to, like, you know, be like, baby, like, everything ain't gonna come right now. I'm just like, man, I'm so ready to do this. Sometimes I want to speed up the plan, you know?
Yeah.
She be like, nah, you know, you keep going at it how you're going at it, you know, because, you know, one false move can, like, you know, put a stall to everything. You never know, you know what I'm saying? So just trying to be smart right now, you know?
Yeah.
Timing is everything.
Yeah. Timing, man. That's a key thing to it, too. Timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, live, man. Shit, man, like, for, like, you say, like, the culture, how is it in South Carolina, like, around the area around there, like,
man, it's nice around here, man. Like, the people, like, you know, the opportunities, like, you know, for jobs and, you know, like, you know, just the scenery, just, like, everything here. Like, you know, for me coming from, you know, a little small little state, bro, like, this is, like, really, like, what's up to me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you.
For real.
Yeah.
And then just about how the people, like, you know, migrate to me here, and, like, everybody drawn to me. As soon as I start talking, they be like, you ain't from here. Where are you from? And I be like, I'm from Georgia. They be like, oh, yeah, whatever, whatever. Like, you know, people, like, you know, respect, like, you know, that I ain't even from here. And I be, you know, here doing my thing or whatever. And they be like, man, that would make a lot of people, you know, want to fuck with me too or whatever. And they be like, damn, like, you actually, you know, out here doing your thing and you still repping your city. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put your city on the map while you here.
Yeah.
You know, you getting building your fan base here too. They're like, you know, you gonna have no damn two states with you. You know what I'm saying? When you do doing your thing, you already got fans in two different states. You know what I'm saying?
That's so, what's up, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna ask you a question, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can tell me how you feel. Like, you know, by jumping in a rap game and, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing progression, like, how you think about the wave and how it be changing, like, every couple of years and shit like that, like.
And that's a conversation I have with my homeboys, my brothers and my cousins. That's a conversation we have all the time. Me, myself, like, my opinion and how I look at it, like, everything ain't gonna always be the same. You know, things gonna always change or whatever, you know, but the change, like, I feel like how the music game is now, like, as far as, like, you know, I feel like everything's the same. I feel like all the artists talking about the same thing. Well, I ain't gonna say all. I say majority of rappers, everybody rapping about that same thing. And I think because they feel like, oh, this is what's selling right now or whatever.
Yeah.
But me, like, you know, when everybody get to hear my music, you know, whatever, they'll see I got the same swag, the same, you know, little rhythm everybody else got that's feeling right now, but it's just my wordplay different. I'm actually rapping, like, far that the dun 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 dun, that type of sound. Instead of just being mumbling, I'm actually saying words. I'm actually, you know, I let people see, you know, I know stuff about what's going on in the world. You know, like, I'm in touch with, like, my history. Like, you know, I put all type of stuff in my songs to show people, you know, like, you know, I actually ain't just, you know, this average, like, rapper who don't know nothing and just talking about popping Molly and Zans and drinking lean and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
It's just like the change, like, the music now, man, ain't too much I listen to. Like, my little brothers and all of them, they listen to all this stuff coming out. They be like, hey, you heard of this guy? Hey, you heard of him? Like, I be like, man, I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
you know, then I go listen to it. I be like, this is what they was talking about? I be like, you like this? And I was like, man, that just motivated me more to other. Man, I never heard of a put some shit out there. Like, they like this man, so I know they like my shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah,
not, you know, not knocking on the new artists, you know, because everybody got their own way of doing stuff. But me personally, I ain't feeling a lot of that new stuff, that new wave. I ain't really feeling it like that.
Yeah, I feel you, cuz. Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Now I'm trying to start my own wave.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to start my own, like, little style and change it again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm trying to flip that bitch again.
I feel you, man.
For real.
Yeah. So that's what's up, man. So, like, for us, like, you said you just ain't rocking with it. Like, everybody got to come up with their own. I think that's what's missing, man. It's like, you know, everybody, you know, be in party mode all the time, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, like, it's just too much of that shit, man. Sometimes, like, everybody got everyday lives and everybody be doing shit that really, you know, like, you want to be in a different mood, you know? You might be with your kids, you might want to listen to some other shit or rap, but, you know, some shit to make you think or make you feel like just chilling and shit, you know?
Exactly. I got a lot of them tracks, man. Because I know there's a lot of people I talk to say the same thing you just said, like, man, like, you know, ain't nobody always turn up like that. Ain't nobody turn up 24 hours like that. Like, what I'm going to listen to when I ain't turned up type stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I got, like, a lot of songs like that you just put in, like, you know, like, back in, like, the early 2000s, you could just put in the CD and just ride out with your homeboys, go here, go there.
Yeah.
You know, like, just good riding music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that, or just sitting, like, when you, like, say you got death and stuff in the family. I got songs about death, You know, I got songs about, like, you know, just touching on a lot of, like, different, like, things that people, like, go through every day, you know.
Yeah,
but like you
said,
everybody ain't just turning up all day, every day. And they, you know, a lot of the new artists got the younger guys, like, feeding into that. And yeah, they don't much really be doing it like that or whatever. But they want everybody to think, yeah, I'm popping Molly and bands all day or whatever. Like, man, them people be out there hustling, grinding, working just like you. That just, you know, that's just what they selling to you because you buying it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. I be trying to tell, like, you know, a lot of younger guys about these guys. They be talking about, like, man, I bet you 8 times out of 10 they ain't doing what they talking about. But they just know somebody who did it. They talking about somebody. They ain't really talking about it. It's themselves. They just talking about something they heard about it, or, you know, somebody done told them about it, something like that. Like, you got to, like, you know, you got to know how to, like, you know, the,
yeah,
you know, pick out, like, you know, the real or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you'll never know.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
For us, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to ask you another thing. Like, for us, like, when you say, when you left space, bro, like, why you went to South Carolina? Why you just go up there to the A, like, well, you know what I'm saying, everybody else do?
Because my whole, the way I'm going with this music, it ain't, you know, I'm from the South or whatever, you know, like I said, I got that South swag or whatever, but Atlanta, like, I feel like everybody use Atlanta as, like, you know, like a cushion, or, like, you know, or they just feel like Atlanta, this the only way I'm gonna make it. This is where I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna make it. Like, I'm gonna go to Atlanta. Like, you know, so I, you know, I just say I bypass all that. Like, you know, when my stuff start hitting and my stuff get out there, you know, then, you know, people in Atlanta, you know, hear about me, they're like, damn, he's from right up the road, but he ain't gonna come here, you know, to try to come up. Like, he went to, you know, somewhere smaller, or, you know, a place that ain't, you know, really nobody really talking about like that. And he still did his thing, you know. I'm just trying to be different in my whole. You know, journey.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't want to do nothing like how nobody else doing it. You know, I want to, like, do it, you know, like, business. They can be like, dang, you know, he ain't follow everybody else. He ain't follow the trend. He ain't follow, you know, how people, was, you know, were doing. He did his own way, and it worked for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
That's what I'm trying to do. That's why I skipped all that Atlanta stuff. And, you know, I know a lot of guys from Atlanta, and they tell me, like, man, you coming out here to the A and you ain't focused how you supposed to be, or even if you is, like, it's easy to get off track in the A because so much going on, and it's, like, really turn-up city. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You really, if you ain't really focused, or your mind ain't mature enough to handle all this, you would fuck around and just be clubbing and partying all day.
Yeah, don't
and
get me
life
wrong.
Would
it's,
just,
a, it's a wonderful city, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, if you ain't coming out of the work,
yeah.
Man, you could get, yeah, you right about that. That's,
mm-hmm.
I think that's where a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, get it messed up at.
Yeah.
Right there. That was real.
Real, man. You know, because I'm still young too, so I know, boy. And that, boy, I go to the A. Shoot. I probably wouldn't be even started doing this music. I'd be down just clubbing and, you know, whatever, you know. I said, nope.
Yeah.
And then go somewhere else.
This
shit different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then when you went there, like, it wasn't nothing but love, so.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm glad I, you know, made a move out there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in Atlanta, like, everybody, like, she's like, everybody's famous in Atlanta. You know, just by looking, if you just looking at, like, you know, social media and, you know, how shit go when you see stuff, now you're like, damn, like, that's another thing, kid. Like, shit, everybody got damn famous. Everybody trying to seem like everybody trying to do the same thing coming out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I feel like, now I'm saying, I don't believe I could have, but, like, damn, there's just so many people doing the same thing. Like, I don't want to be around like that. You know, like, everybody, like, damn, everybody doing this. So I'm just be the next guy down the road doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, shit, you know, it go another nigga saying he rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real, you know, like, right down here in South Carolina, ain't too many people, they ain't really big on that music. Like, they got a, you know, a couple, like, you know, kind of well-known local artists or whatever, a couple guys down here do that thing or whatever, but, like, it ain't like everybody trying to do music here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody, like, focus on other stuff or whatever. They ain't really, you know, into, like, you know, trying to be an artist or whatever. So I'm like, dang, you know. I mean, I didn't know that before I got here, but just by being here, you know, being here the time I have, I see that, you know, whatever. So I'm like, dang, you know, this was a good move for me or whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Let's see. Hey, man, before I wrap it up, man, like, Let everybody know where they can reach you at, man. Like your social media okay. and shit.
Okay, right now you can follow me on Facebook, Dominique Ricardo Hobbs, or whatever. Then on my Instagram, it's the same thing. Dominique Hobbs, Snapchat, Unique Hobbs 88, or whatever. I ain't did my SoundClouds and my my music site and shit, because like I said, the conversation we had, when I told you I ain't wanted to be putting out song by song. I wanted, when I got like majority of my project up, then start uploading stuff, give people more stuff to look at, whatever. So
that's the right
halfway
way,
through.
That's the right way, cause you know what I'm saying, niggas be putting out shit, niggas getting shit stolen and all the time.
Exactly, man. I feel like my stuff, like, real good, you know what I'm saying? I know my motherfucker try to take my shit, and I ain't going for that. You know, so I'm really trying to do all this, like, the professional way. I got my girl, like, she went to school for all this, and she got my back through all this, and, like, you know, like I said, she my manager or whatever, so she ain't letting me do, like, first of all, I be wanting to do, like, I was going to start put up my SoundCloud, put my stuff on there, start my YouTube, put my little videos on there that I already did. She was like, no, baby, like, that stuff's too good. You get the response. You get, like, somebody try to take your shit. They can take it and get the copyright for it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You know it's your song, you know? And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to, be a victim of that, boy.
Yeah, because, you know what they say is, it's 95% business, man. Like, everybody think it's for all that show shit, but... Man, you could be doing all that. You could be famous but broke, man.
Exactly. Boy, and that's some scary shit, boy. Boy, everybody know you and shit, but you ain't got nothing. All right, boy, that's some scary shit, boy.
Yeah, a lot of people like that, though, man.
Yeah.
You might not know it, but shit, be crazy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like I said, I'm trying to, be, professional as possible with it, I feel like, that's the best way to go for me, but, because I'm actually trying to be an artist. So I feel like the more, like, when I go to the studios and stuff like that, when I come, how I come, like, the guys, the producers be ready to work with me, because they're like, damn, you got contracts for your beats, you got your manager with me, she have them sign a contract, like, I don't want y'all to put none of my stuff out there, I don't want y'all to let nobody come in here listen to my stuff, all type stuff, like, they're like, y'all come correct. You know what I'm saying? And they'd like be, by them saying that, they'd be ready to work with me and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So, that's a real, big plus, being professional too. People be more willing to work with you. You know what I'm saying? When they see you mean business.
Yeah, that's real, man.
Yeah.
But shit, man, I appreciate the time, man. And, what I'm
saying? Man, I appreciate you for considering me, for what you got going on, man. I wish you the best on, your thing too, man. For real.
Man. Likewise, man. Like, I'm supporting the movement. And, anytime you want to come back, for anything, album release, mixtape release, anything, man.
I most definitely will. When, matter of fact, when I get ready to drop, dudes, I'm definitely going to let
I appreciate it, man.
So we can have another little sit down or whatever. I can let people know what's up. I'm most definitely do that.
Yeah, man. All right, man. I'm going to holler at you, man, and stay up, man.
All right, man.
All right.
Subscribe now on Anchor FM, iTunes, and Pocket Cast.